Exeter Public School presents The Bell,
a podcast run by kids for kids
and the big kids at heart.
So settle in, don't be late. It's time for
The Bell.
Hi everyone, I'm Ava and welcome to
The Bell.
With me today, I have my friend Ella.
Hi!
Can you believe we're on our 8th episode already?
No, I can't. It's gone so quick since last year. But quick reminder.
On the 3rd of May, or the first Friday of next term, we're having a podcast birthday. Can you believe?
Nah, that just shows how good we've been doing. And guess what we're giving out?
2 amazing podcasting sets to take home for 2 lucky followers. So make sure you're following The Bell on Podbean. I know a lot of you are following on Spotify, but it's really important to follow on Podbean because that's where we're drawing from.
Make sure it's also your name. So it's your first name and your last name. So Miss Hart knows your name and can put you in the draw.
Anyway, let's dive right into it with, can you wait? A Tay-Tay quiz.
Here we go.
I'm Josephine and with me I have Heidi.
Hey.
And Eliza.
Hi, mate.
So, Jo, we heard that you went somewhere after school on Monday. Where'd you go?
Oh, I went to the Taylor Swift concert.
Without us? How dare you?
I didn't tell you because I knew you were going to be mad. I couldn't take you. I'm so sorry.
You were right. We are mad.
Stop talking in sync. It's scaring me.
Okay, we will. How was the concert?
Yeah, how was it, Jai? I bet it was amazing.
Oh my goodness, it was the absolute coolest. There were so many people and we had the best seat. It was so loud and colourful. I loved all the outfits and sets, but I wish my friends could have come. There were even fireworks at the end.
Cool, I love fireworks. What colour were they?
Rainbow.
Okay, I have a question for you. So, if you were able to go again, would you take me and Heidi?
I would definitely take you and Heidi. I'd take the whole class and I'd definitely go again. Definitely.
Okay, you don't need a pizza. Okay.
But I have a surprise. I have a surprise for you.
Oh, really? Did you get us anything?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
No.
Oh.
But we are doing a Swiftie pop quiz to see who's the biggest Swiftie in this room. After me, obviously.
No, I'm the biggest Swiftie.
Yeah, she's in a mood.
Now I'll be asking questions. And when you get a question right, you'll get a point. Person with the most points at the end is the biggest Swiftie. Question one. What is Taylor Swift's middle name?
Eliza Allison.
Yes, 1 point for Eliza. Question two. Who is Taylor Swift's boyfriend?
Heidi. Eliza Carlson. Travis Kelce.
2 for Eliza. Question 3. What is one of her cat's names?
Eliza Benjamin Button.
Yes, 3rd point for Eliza. Question 4. Heidi, you better pick this up. What day was she born?
Heidi, Eliza.
Heidi, top.
Eliza. Try. Eliza, December 13th, 1989.
Yes, Eliza, you get a
5th. Shoot,
definitely. 4th point. Okay, question 5. What type of farm was she born on?
Oh, Heidi.
Yes.
Christmas tree farm.
1 point for Heidi. Question 6.
I didn't know.
What is Taylor Swift's fave number?
Heidi.
Eliza.
13.
Eliza 13. Oh, tie. You tied.
Okay.
You both get a point.
Okay,
so yes. Heidi's.
I'm winning.
Heidi's with 2. Eliza, 5. And, yeah. And then, where are we at? Okay, question 8. How many nights was Taylor in Australia?
Heidi!
Eliza.
4!
Yes, Heidi.
No, that's Sydney plus Melbourne is 7.
I mean,
you said in Australia, not in Sydney. So, 7, me.
Okay, I'll just tie.
No, because you said in Australia.
I didn't mean to! Okay, Heidi.
That's your fault.
Heidi, you have 3. Eliza, you have 6.
Amazing.
Dang it. Okay. Question 9. How many pets does she have?
Okay, Eliza and 3.
Yes, that's 7 points for Eliza. Question 10. Who is Taylor Swift's brother? I'll give you options. 1, Austin. 2, Abel. 3, Marco.
Eliza, Austin. Eliza, Austin.
Yes, Eliza won.
I didn't even know she had
Eliza,
a brother.
Eliza, congratulations. She won the Taylor Swift pop quiz.
Oh my God, Heidi.
Oh my gosh, Heidi.
Okay,
now, bye everyone. Thanks for listening.
Wow, that was so interesting, guys. Those questions were really hard. Sorry about your loss, Heidi. But I never knew she had a brother.
And I never knew she lived on a Christmas tree farm when she was younger.
That's so fun.
But now we've got to catch up with the little ones in our school with
Kindy Kids Chat.
Hi, and welcome to this very special episode of
Kids Chat
with Kindy and their big buddies.
Hi, I'm Maddie and this is my buddy Piper.
Hi, my name's Piper.
Hi, I'm Ned and this is my buddy Banjo.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Ava and these are my amazing buddies Matilda and Ivy.
Hi, my name is Ivy.
Hi, my name's Matilda.
So, Piper, what have you been doing in class?
We have been sticking stuff on what says
That sounds fun. And Banjo, what kind of things have you been doing in the playground?
Playing?
Yeah. And Matilda and Ivy, what kind of things have you guys been doing?
We've been gluing on things and we've been finding things what start with mm.
What about you, Ivy?
Well, we've been using noodles and tiny marshmallows to make a house.
That sounds fun. And what kind of things have you guys been doing in the playground?
Been playing Huggy Wuggy with my friend.
That sounds fun. What kind of things have you been doing, Banjo?
Playing Huggy Wuggy.
And what about you, Matilda and Ivy? Seems like that's a fun game. Well, thank you all for joining us today.
Been the queen of Huggy Wuggy.
Oh, yeah. Bet you are. So thank you today for joining us on today's very special Kids Chat.
Thank you so much, Kindies. I love hearing your tiny little voices.
Now we'll take a walk down Nature Road with comparing animals.
Harry, you are so annoying.
No, you are.
Guys, what's going on here?
Ali thinks koalas are better than kangaroos.
Well, Harry thinks kangaroos are better than koalas.
Okay, guys. Harry, you tell me why you think kangaroos are better than koalas, then Ali, you can tell me your side.
Okay, fine. So I think kangaroos are better than koalas because they're the biggest marsupials on Earth and can come in many different shapes and sizes.
Okay, but koala means no drink. And they make a special noise that can be heard from kilometres away, so beat that.
Okay. Harry, anything to add?
Yes. Some kangaroos can hop to 25 feet and sometimes drown their enemies.
Well, that's harsh. Ally, do you have anything to add?
Yes. Harry, did you know a koala shares more features with a kangaroo than a bear?
Well, out of that, I think I prefer koalas more than kangaroos.
What?
Bye!
Wow, that was so interesting. I never knew koalas and kangaroos had so many interesting facts about them.
Yeah, but next we're going up a stage with Year 4 Kids Chat.
I hope you enjoy.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to
Kids Chat.
Today with me, I have Chelsea.
Hi.
Jack.
What's up?
And Eric.
What's up?
We are here to tell you what's been going on in Year 4. So, Chelsea, why don't you start?
So, lately in Year 4, we've been doing this art and it's whales.
Yeah.
It took forever to do because you had to do little swirls and it was really mindful as well, but like so much swirls it took forever to do.
It was mesmerizing.
It was mesmerizing. It's like you felt so accomplished when you just finished it. You're like, yes.
Yeah. It looks so cool.
It took me a week to do it.
It took me forever.
I think it took me longer.
Yeah. All right. So Jack, what do you have to say?
That we've been doing vision boards in Year 4.
Why don't you just remind everybody, our listeners, what a vision board is?
A vision board is three goals. English, maths, personal goals, and dreams.
Three goals for each thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Mine was completely green, and green's not even my favourite colour.
Mine's had chickens and horses on it.
Mine had messy on it.
Of course it did, Eric.
Gaming on it and like suckle.
Yeah. All right, so Eric, what do you have to say?
So in Year 4, we've been doing biomes and ecosystems. And biome is like a place that's like a desert or a forest. And an ecosystem is something inside that where the animals and the plants work together to create that ecosystem so that the food chain works. Yeah.
And we
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. But we had like a booklet and we had to fill it out. And there was one page where you got to choose Europe or South America to do some research on. I didn't know that. I did both. Anyway,
I did one. Unfortunately, I did two as well.
Anyway, so another thing we've been doing is reading a narrative called Blueback. Blueback is a really interesting story because it's about the relationship in between a fish and a boy called Abel.
Big boy fish.
A really big blue groper fish. It's really interesting though because one of the main characters, the blue groper, Blueback, can't talk. So it's trying to figure out what his personality is just through how Tim Winton, the author, describes him.
Yeah, and they're trying to save the reef as well from Costello.
And in one part, they were trying to save the reef from a reef stripper, which is somebody who takes all the fish and everything he sees out of the reef.
Yeah, well, don't spoil all of it.
Sorry, spoiler alert. Anyway, it was a really great book, especially because here in Exeter, it's a very different climate. So that made it very interesting.
And it was over in WA, wasn't it?
I think so.
Even though I go to Sydney basically every weekend just to go to the ocean.
Definitely recommend it for readers probably year three and above. It's an amazing book. The author, again, is Tim Winton, and it's called Back. So I think Miss Finn's ready for us to go back into class now.
Yeah.
We better go.
Bye.
Thank you, Kids Chat. I love hearing year four.
Now, for those soccer fans out there, we've got a segment all about Champions League.
Let's kick off. Hi, everybody. I'm Harry, and today I've got my friend Jack.
Sup?
Today we're going to be talking about the Champions League. Hey, Jack, do you know that Bayern lost 1-0 to Lazio?
Huh, I thought they would beat them.
And they got a red card.
Bayern, harsh loss.
Hey,
Harry, I just found out that Manchester City destroyed Copenhagen 3-1 with Phil Foden, KDB and Bernardo Silva scoring.
Whoa, what a game.
Harry, and Real Madrid won 4-2 against Napoli.
Oh, Jack, Manchester United got knocked out of the Champions League. L.
Don't forget to see our next video. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, that was so interesting. I've never even heard of the Champions League before this.
Same, but now we've got a Kids Chat Year 3.
Welcome back to Kids Chat! I'm Ella and I'm hosting the Kids Chat Year 3. We have Fergus.
Howdy.
Tyler.
Howdy ho.
Beth.
Hello.
And Sophie.
Hello.
All right, are you guys ready for some questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Fergus, what's your favourite thing to do in the playground?
Cricket.
Why do you like cricket so much?
Because all my friends play it.
Do you like it because it's fun too?
Yeah.
Tyler, what's your favourite thing to do in class?
Take time, gardening, and probably...
Do you like math or English? No.
Art too.
Oh, you like art? Well, those are some pretty cool things. Beth, what do you like to do in the playground?
I like to play in the mud kitchen because it's fun and you also get to like pretend cook.
Well, cooking is really fun, especially with mud. Sophie, what do you like to do in class?
Gardening.
Gardening? Why do you like gardening so much?
Because you're outside but you still learn.
That's a good response, yeah. All right, Sophie, what do you like to do in the playground? Do you like to play in the mud kitchen or at the truck track or... Mud kitchen? Why do you like it so much?
Same reason.
Same reason? Beth, what do you like to do in class?
I like to do gardening because it's fun and you also get to get your mud hands dirty.
I love getting my hands dirty. You feel so like connected with nature. Fergus, what do you like to do in the classroom?
Gardening and tech time.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Yeah? And Tyler, what do you like to do in the playground?
I like to play in the truck track because it's fun and you get to experience things and how to build them before you grow up to be an adult and do them for a lot heavier things.
Yeah, so you get to build in the truck track?
Yeah, what? And and you can see which way works and which way doesn't. And you keep experimenting different ways until you get, like, about the perfect way.
Well,
because, like, say you're making a 10-meter bridge, like it can, like to access Kangaroo Valley. You know that bridge?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't build that bridge right, then you'd have to jump into the river no matter what.
Yeah.
And, like, it's fun, but, like, at the same time, it's difficult. At the same time, it's scary because you have to go up on very high
mountains,
cranes.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be me. That's going to be Noah, my brother. Falling down the ones that don't get built right. And he's going to be a little baby on that high of a crane, barely any high.
Well, thank you for your responses, guys. I really enjoyed doing that with you. So, well, see you next time on
Kids Chat!
Thank you, Kids Chat, you three. That was so interesting learning about what you little people are learning over there.
It was so interesting. But now we've got to go to dog talk. So let's take a walk with our dogs and see what these little girls have to say about their amazing pets.
Let's have a barking time.
Hi guys, did you know that was Miss Finn talking?
I didn't know that. She's a great singer, I guess.
Yeah. And if you didn't know, that was just my dog barking. She's here.
Hi everyone.
Today we're talking about dog talk.
Yeah, and what we're going to be talking about is our dogs, Rosie and Greta.
Yes. And have you guessed yet? My dog is Rosie.
And my dog's Greta.
But sadly, Greta isn't here with us today.
No, because I couldn't take her from. But so Greta, she's really nice. She's a little bit like crazy, a bit like Rosie as well.
Okay, there's not going to be any more barking because someone just took her right now.
Okay, so Greta's always really nice, like when I'm having a really bad day and I just don't feel great. She always, like, makes me feel better, and I love how I can teach her tricks. She can actually shake my hand, and she fetches balls. When I tell her to lay down, she lays down. What about Rosie, Charlotte?
Oh, Rosie. Rosie's really fluffy, really kind. She has a cute little dog bow. And also, when she's sad, I always give her a hug. But for me, I just have the same thing.
Greta is black and grey. She is a schnauzer. She has a really cute rainbow collar and she's just really nice.
Same. Mine, but instead of yours, mine's got black and tan, but my has a red collar, which is she wearing right now, and she's a cavoodle.
She sounds really nice, and I can actually see her right now, but she also is really. Can I ask you a question about your dog? Like, how, out of 10, how much do you love her?
Like,
9.9?
10 out of 10.
Well, I love Greta 9.9. 9.0 because she sometimes gnaws me. And if you don't know what gnaw means, it means when she doesn't bite you, but she gives you a little nip.
Well, about my dog now. My dog is very sweet and loving, but sometimes she does really bark and she spins around in circles, and when the family gets home, she just goes crazy.
Two things about Greta is, she's super, 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 super cute. She's like, I love her so, so much. I would probably die for her. I love her so much. I also have two other dogs, and I've experienced a dog die by a copperhead, meaning a very dangerous snake.
My dog that died was called Daisy. Everyone is very sad in my family.
Did she die of old age or like what happened?
I think it was of old age.
Okay. Well, that's really sad as well, Sasha. And I think Rosie would be a really nice dog. She's also our special guest at the moment. She is sitting right next to me at the moment.
Yeah.
And she is really cute. Remember how she was barking before?
Yeah.
That was sort of weird.
At least someone's holding her now.
And Greta, I feel like even when I'm just sitting on the couch and I'm trying to relax, this is a bit annoying, but she comes and sort of like keeps like just jumping on me and it's really fun.
Well, one more thing about my dog is when my dog like Rosie is sleeping, sometimes when she's sleeping, her legs like are weirdly, which is...
And also,
weird.
I can see you're wearing a dog T-shirt with all different dogs on it right now. So, and one thing we definitely have in common is we love dogs.
Yeah, that is really true.
Also, how about we tell everybody one favorite thing about them?
Ooh, that's really hard.
One.
How about that's you rude. Go first? Think about
my
it.
My one favorite thing is she was born with a little kink in her tail. If you don't know what a kink is, it's just a tiny little bend. Like it's all straight, then it goes bend. It looks really cute. And I think she might have broken her tail in her mum's belly. It's sort of sad, but it's super cute as well.
Yeah, that is pretty true. Well, I haven't really thought about it, so I'm just going to say something about my dog instead. Well, I do love about my dog that her body is very soft, but her ears are the most fluffiest.
And did I mention that I have two other dogs?
No, you haven't, actually.
I have a Maremma, which is a super, super big dog. She's up to my waist, which is pretty big. And also I have another schnauzer called Bruno, and he's an old grumpy man.
Yeah, I've seen them all. They're so cute.
Well, catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. That was so interesting learning all about your dogs.
Yeah. Now we're going back down a couple grades to Kids Chat Year 1.
Hi, guys. I'm Wyatt, and I'll be your host for today for
Kids Chat
Year 1. This is Charlie.
Hello.
This is Luke.
Hi.
This is Molly.
Hi.
And this is Willa.
Hi.
Charlie, what do you do during recess and lunch?
Play at the fort and play huggy ruggy.
What do you play? How do you play that?
You got someone's huggy ruggy and then you got to try catch them.
That sounds really fun. Now, Luke, what do you do in class?
Do fun things.
What type of fun things?
I like colouring.
What do you colour in during class?
Trucks.
Yeah, I like colouring in trucks too. That's fun. Now, Molly and Willa, what do you do during your free time at school?
I like to play Playmobil.
How do you play that? I've never heard of that before.
It's like Lego, but it has horses in it.
I like horses. Do you like horses? Now, Molly, what do you do?
Playing Playmobil or two.
Anyway, guys, thank you for joining us on
Kids Chat.
Thanks, guys. I love hearing what you guys are doing in class. Seems like you guys are really learning a lot.
Now, onto the crazy pink fluffy unicorn segment with Eliza, Jenna, and Wyatt.
Sounds fun.
Unicorns dancing on rainbows. Hey, what do you want?
I want to do the podcast. That's what I want.
What podcast?
Remember, we're doing it on Slug.
What? Slug, there's a bar and like,
Just kidding. We're doing
it. I like the microphone.
Let's find the weird noise. Just kidding. We're doing them on unicorns, by the way.
Okay. Wait, can we do pink fluffy ones?
Sure. Hey, Eliza, do you know that Scotland chose a national animal to be a unicorn?
Really? That's crazy like me.
Yeah, but I don't think unicorns are real.
How dare you? They are so real.
Why? Give me three reasons how they're real.
Hey, guys, are you doing a podcast?
Yes.
Yes. You're Wyatt.
Yay, what are you guys doing it on?
We're doing it on pink fluffy unicorns.
Dancing on rainbows.
Yay, I love pink fluffy unicorns.
Okay, guys, let's get started now.
Ugh, fine.
Okay, give me three reasons how unicorns are real.
Ooh, I have one. People in Kazakhstan have sighted a unicorn before.
Stand right.
Yeah, why? My bad.
Okay. Anyway, that's one. Two more.
Ooh, I have one.
Okay, go, Eliza.
Thanks to a newly discovered fossil found in the Pavlodar region of Kazakhstan, we now know that the unicorn, or Alys Merythium sibericum, roamed the planet roughly 29,000 years ago and looked more like a rhinoceros than a horse.
That's a good one. I have one.
Okay, what is it, Wyatt?
There's seven types in the world today: mountain jewels, water moons, woodland flowers, desert flames, ice wanderers, storm chasers, and shadow knights.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay, guys, we have to go
now.
Bye. Pink fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbow.
Thank you, pink fluffy unicorns. You guys are absolutely crazy.
Now we've got to go up a couple grades to our second highest year in the school, year five, with Kids Chat Year 5. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to
Kids Chat
with Year 5. I'm Avalyn. Hi. With me, I have Elvie.
Hello.
VB.
Hi.
Harry.
Hi.
And Jake.
Hi.
Elvie, what do you like playing in the playground?
I mainly like playing around the fort and on the beams. And sometimes I like to shoot a few hoops on the basketball court.
Wow, that seems fun. Harry, what do you like playing on play breaks?
I like playing soccer.
Oh, yeah. What position do you play?
Midfield.
Okay, that sounds fun. VB, what do you like playing?
I like playing soccer and defender/midfielder. I like that position.
Oh, yeah. And what about you, Jake?
I like playing soccer midfielder.
Okay. So, Jake, what have we been doing in class?
Decimals in maths and times table.
Oh, yeah. What have we been doing in class, Elvie?
We've been doing some Bluebeck novel studies and reading.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. What about you, Vivi?
Mainly, we've been reading Bluebeck and doing a bit of times tables. And some geography.
Oh, yeah. What about you, Harry?
On Fridays, we do lots of art.
Oh, yeah. That sounds fun. See you next time.
Kids Chat.
Thanks so much for that Kids Chat, Year 5. Even though I'm in the same year, I love hearing other people's perspectives.
Yeah, especially since you're split classes, you can see what the other classes are doing. It's so cool. But now, we've got an amazing Would You Rather segment. So make sure you have your pen and paper out so you can write down these questions to quiz your friends later.
Have fun.
Welcome to Would You Rather with Mr. Barnes.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Good.
Hello, people.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, let's get started.
Okay. Would you rather Mr. Barnes claim $500 or a puppy?
Oh, that's a good one. Would I rather claim $500 or a puppy? I'm going to say a puppy. A little cute puppy that you can cuddle and wrestle with and play in the backyard with.
That's definitely
with.
The right answer. 100%
beautiful little totally. Puppy dog. Absolutely.
Okay. Would you rather eat frozen chips or a hot slushy?
Oh, yuck. Do I have to choose?
Yeah.
Oh, frozen chips. Oh, yuck. A hot slushy.
I mean, a hot slushy is basically just flavor.
Okay, look, I'm going to go. Only if it was a cold day, if I'm forced to, I would drink a hot slushy.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Would you rather be an adder or a kid?
Oh, kid, for sure. In this day and age, absolutely. No adult problems to worry about. Coming to school with your friends every day, learning new things, not a worry in the world. Well, you guys obviously do have some worries, but I would definitely be a kid again. Absolutely.
Would you rather teach kindy or year six?
Kindy.
How?
Kindy are very funny.
Yeah.
You know, they just say random things sometimes.
Yeah.
And they're just like at that age, they're just a sponge. So I taught kindergarten. What I mean by that is they absorb information and they just want to learn every day and they just want to know how things work and why things are here and what this is doing and how this works. Yesterday I taught kindergarten for half the day.
Yeah.
And just they're just funny, you know. We're talking about maths and we're counting on tens frames and someone's hand goes up and I'm asking a question about how many dots can we see on this tens frame and a hand goes up and one of the students just says, Mr. Barnes, my dad loves dogs. And I just think that's fantastic, but not at all related to counting on a tens frame. So they're very funny kindergarten. Yeah. And to see their progress, especially like this time of year, they're learning their sounds. By term four, they're reading, they're writing. And you have a look at that growth over that year. It's always phenomenal. So yeah. I'm going to go with kindy.
Yeah.
Okay. Cat or dog? Would you rather cat or dog?
Dog, 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not a cat person. Sorry to all the cat lovers out there.
The cats aren't playful. Like they can't like, sure they're snuggly, but so are dogs and like cats aren't playful and stuff. So.
Yeah, dogs for me, for sure.
Yeah.
My dad got a cat and trained it to be like a dog.
Oh,
yeah. It was doing farm stuff and everything.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
I have a cat called Minnie and she is not playful at all. She's so lazy.
Right. No, she always snuggles with me.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, I think I know the answer to this, but would you rather live in the city or the country?
Country, 100%.
Yeah.
It's just quieter and more like friendly and stuff.
Absolutely. I grew up on the Central Coast, so it's not the city, but it's not country. But when my wife and I moved, we lived in Young, which is regional New South Wales. We also lived in Pleasant Hills, which is near Henty, Lockhart, Albury sort of area. And then here in the Southern Highlands, absolutely would stay in these rural areas for sure. Lovely place.
As Evelyn said, I think I also know the answer to this. But would you rather be rich but sad or poor but happy?
Poor and happy, 100%. Yeah. It's about the people you've got around you in your life. It's about the quality of life. It's not about having everything. It's about having really quality time with quality people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Would you rather run a zoo or run a water park?
Oh, well, they're both very good options. I'm going to go with zoo. As an animal lover, absolutely. Running a zoo, going to see the animals every day would be a very exciting job.
Like what if the animals escape though?
Oh, that would be a very big day, wouldn't it? Trying to deal with that. But no, love animals, love being around animals and everything that they bring, all the joy they bring to people's lives.
Yeah.
Would you rather be a boss of a music shop or the principal of a school?
Oh, you know what? That's funny you asked that. I did work at a music shop.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was a fantastic job. I wasn't the boss, but it was only two of us who worked in this small music store at East Gosford Music. Principal of a school. Okay. Best job in the world.
Yeah.
Best job with some hard days. Absolutely, our job.
Everybody has hard days.
That's right. Yeah. But it's one of those jobs that the majority of time you come to work, very happy to be here. Yeah. Great people to be around. Like we're so lucky at our school. We've built a really good team, as you guys would know. Our teachers are fantastic. Wonderful kids. Good processes in place. You guys are learning so much. And
yeah, I just moved just last year and I love it here. It's just like amazing.
That's great, isn't it? We hear that from a lot of kids who come to our school from other schools. And that's probably the real honest perspective of, you know, we as a teacher, we can say we know how other schools work. But when people come here who have been to other schools, that's the real life example of what's been happening and how our school works.
Okay. Now, would you rather have kids or no kids?
Kids. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We've got a daughter, Daisy. She's almost three. She's absolutely turned into a three-nager in the past few weeks. But no, absolutely brings a lot
little
of joy to life.
Little kids are so sassy but cute as well.
Oh, sassy is the correct word. Oh, wow. Yes, we're getting a lot of that at home at the moment.
Okay. Would you rather be a boy or a girl?
Oh, look, I can't answer that one. I'm a boy. I like being a boy. I don't know.
Would you rather play on a swing or play on a slide?
Swing. Absolutely swing. Yeah. Yep. Just sit back, go forward and back. Just, really enjoy going on the swing with my daughter as well.
Would you rather have a day where you do nothing or a day when you have your day full booked?
Oh, depends. So I have to choose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say a day where there's a lot going on because I'm one of those people that – In a day, I can do lots of different tasks, but the more I do, the more you feel like you've accomplished.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like having days, especially when on holidays and downtime, is everyone needs that in their life.
Technically, that is doing something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, I would agree with you, Mr. Barnes, because I just can't like lay around and do nothing. I mean, if I have a day when I have nothing, then I probably just go for a walk or something. Feed my chickens or something, because I just can't lay on the couch all day. It doesn't.
Okay.
So if it was a day that I couldn't do anything, I would hate it, but I like doing stuff, but I like doing it in my own time.
Yep. Fantastic.
Okay. Last one. Would you rather have Thai food or Chinese?
Thai. Yeah, absolutely.
I agree with you.
Look, I go with definitely the basics when I get Thai, the simple things, beef, massaman, curry, pad Thai with chicken, pad siu, but definitely Thai. Love Thai.
I had Chinese last night.
Very good. What's your favourite meal, Chinese?
I like the rice with the honey soy chicken.
Yeah, I love honey soy chicken. It's amazing.
Oh, you guys are making me hungry now.
I know, right? My tummy's just rumbling thinking about it.
Go get in my car and drive into Mossvale and get some food.
Or just into Bunjanin. Well, Bunjanin has a Thai place.
Oh, it does too.
Tonight I'm having pizza at Emmy's sleepover, so I'm all good.
Fantastic. Same. All right. Very well, good. That's all, guys. So
thank you. Bye.
Thanks so much for that. Would you rather? But Ava, would you rather Mossvale or Exeter?
Definitely Exeter Primary. It's so much fun here. But now we've got an amazing segment with Kids Chat Year 6. I can't wait to see what we're all doing in class.
Definitely. I spend too much time in here.
Hi, guys. I'm Anna, and today I'll be your host for
Kids Chat
with Year 6. Today I have Maddie.
Hey.
Harry.
What's up?
Ollie.
Yo.
Lewis.
G'day.
And Isla.
Hello, everyone.
So, Maddie, what have you been doing in English?
We have been writing narratives to do with our novel Blueback, and we have been doing what part goes where in the story.
Yeah. Do you like writing?
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, same. What about you, Harry?
Well, we've got Year 6 jobs where we do jobs around the school. Mine is taking the bins out with Ned.
Yeah.
Lewis's is doing the flags with Jimmy, and there's lots of others.
Yeah, what do you think is like the most important job?
Probably the flags.
Yeah.
And the bins, because if you don't take the bins out, the bins will, and then if you don't do the flags, it's a bit disrespectful.
Yeah. What about you, Ollie? What have you been doing in the playground?
Well, every break, we always play soccer, which I think is really important as it's a team-building sport.
Yeah, it is. What about you, Lewis? What have you been doing in maths?
So we've been learning about, like, partitioning numbers and...
What is partitioning numbers?
So it's where, like, you break a number up. So, like, from, like, if it's 110, then you break it up into 100 plus 10 plus 0.
Oh, okay, that makes sense now. What about you, Isla? I hear you've been reading a class novel. What is it?
Blueback. I love the book. Actually, no, I don't like it. I love it. I would recommend it for, like, maybe for years, maybe, like, 7 or 8 plus, and it's just a really good novel.
So for, like, most people?
Yeah.
How far through are you?
We basically finished the book.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, that's all for today. See you next time on
Kids Chat.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Year 6. Love hearing what you older kids are learning.
Yeah, it's so fun. But now we've got a report from the head man at our school, Mr. Barnes, with principal's report.
Make sure you have your ties and suits on. Need to get more businessy.
Hi. Today we welcome Mr. Barnes to give us some updates on what's been happening around the school, and to also let us know about anything exciting things happening on the horizon for our school.
It's been a busy and exciting start to the term from the students' point of view. Can you tell us about what has been happening as part of your role?
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me here today. Just for the listeners out there, I've got our school captains and vice captains here with me. We've got Jimmy.
Hi.
Isla.
Hi.
Ava.
Hi.
And Ollie Rashke is in Aurora College online, so he's not with us here this morning.
Thanks so much for your question. Yes, it's been a great start to the year. We've really spent the last 5 weeks settling into our new classes and our new structures around the school. This year we've got 5 classes. So we've got a K1, a 1-2, a 2-3, a 4-5, and a 5-6. And I'm very happy with the way the students and staff have all adapted to that. It's been a really smooth start to the year. We also got to welcome our new kindies, who have been doing a great job and really settling into their primary school life. We've got one small change in staff this year. We had Mrs. Mamet join us. Mrs. Hare is not returning to us this year, so Mrs. Mamet has taken over the role of learning and support teacher and also teaching our Year 1 students for literacy 4 mornings a week as well, and been doing a great job with that. What else has been happening? Very exciting. We got to elect our house captains and vice captains, and I think we'd all agree we heard some great speeches as part of our groups.
And also chants.
Lots absolutely. Of chants. And we really started on the chants early. We had just an initial meeting to appoint the captains and vice captains, and it broke out into this warfare between the different house groups, chanting away, see who could be the loudest. And it was really great to bring back that house spirit. And that's something we want to do this year, bring back our house spirit. We feel like it's sort of been lacking for the past few years. So this year, we're really going to have more regular meetings. And now we're going to encourage our captains and vice captains to do things that are exciting and innovative to really just increase that house spirit. So that's been fantastic. We're having a big focus this year on quality teaching and learning. So we know our main role as teachers at the school is to make sure that we're giving you guys the best opportunity to learn as much as you can in a quality fashion. So we've done things like blocking off certain times of the day where we try and minimize disruptions. So you'd notice last year we had gymnastics starting at 9:30 in the morning. Now gymnastics starts at midday. So we really want to focus on that morning session where we don't want interruptions. We want you guys to be really focused on the learning that's happening in the classroom and all around the school. We've also have a little bit of time on a Friday now where teachers will be following some passions of theirs or some interests and doing things like some more cooking and gardening activities and trying to just enrich you guys with some experiences outside the classroom as well. So that's one of our big goals this year. What else has been happening around the school? It's just been a really settled start to the term. I think the students have come back really engaged, really excited about the year ahead.
What new exciting things is planned for the remainder of this term?
Thanks, Jimmy. We've got a few things on the horizon. So for the parents out there, obviously our School Bites app has our school calendar. It's also on our school website. If you don't have that handy and you just Google Exeter Public School, it's on the front page of our website where we list all these events throughout the term and throughout the year. So big ones coming up. We've got our school photo day, Friday 15th of March, very exciting day. We've got our boys cricket team versus Bowral Public School at Exeter Oval in about 3 weeks. I'm not sure of the date exactly, but that's a big one. So every few years in the draw for the PWSA knockout, we get to verse Bowral Public School. And it's a little bit of a nemesis for us, Bowral Public School.
They always beat us.
They tend to do pretty well at some sports.
Like, they're kind of like frenemies, like
yes.
Frenemy with friends and enemies.
Absolutely. Great way to put it, Isla.
Well, so I guess we're smaller than them, so we don't really have tryouts.
That's right. But you know what? Last time we played them in cricket, we came really close to beating them. So this year, we've just formed our cricket team and we're going to start practicing today and we're really going to try and do our best to beat them at cricket, which is something that they're renowned for. So that will be great. And we're actually looking at taking our 4-5 classes down to the Oval. We're going to walk down and have lunch down there and watch the game. So having that crowd there and our home team to cheer them on and, you know, get up and just yell when there's a wicket taken or if when Lewis hits a 4 or a 6 across the boundary, just yes, and get behind the team. So that'll be great. We've also got our astronomical agriculture camp, which is something that we do every year now. So this year we're taking our 4-5 kids to Crookwell to sleep overnight in yurts.
Very fancy.
It is very fancy. And explore all the things great about being outdoors, being in a country area and really exploring our natural surroundings, which is great. And the other big couple of things, we've got cross country and Grandparents Day combined on a Thursday towards the end of term. I think it's in the second last week. Date is on our school calendar, which would be a great day. Open classrooms, cross country, sausage sizzle for lunch, and just a really fun day to celebrate the role of grandparents and grandfriends in our lives and to really just have a great day at school. And the last one I want to get your opinion on. Should we bring back interest groups on the last day of term?
Yes, we should.
Yes.
That was so fun.
Convince me. Why should we do it?
Well, I've never been to an interest group, but it's not the name interest group sounds interesting.
Fantastic.
Last year it was really fun And I really wanted to do the building, but I didn't get a chance to last year. So I really want to go back and do some more and do that.
Well, it's really good. Yeah, I reckon definitely should do it again. It's very interesting and engaging. Everyone seemed to enjoy it.
And there's something for everyone as well.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Good to hear. So, yeah, we're looking at putting that out to parents and community members next week. An email will go out to say, we're thinking of having it on this day. What skills or interests have you got that you'd like to come and share with our kids? So hopefully we get an array of different activities that people can enroll in. We'll do it the same as last year where we had two sessions in the one day. So you get to choose two different workshops. And last year we had some great activities. We had some sport. We had rock band. We had building outside, gardening, cooking.
Stop motion.
Stop motion animation, macrame. In the past, we've had things like guitar lessons, language lessons, yoga. So whatever we get from parents and teachers to offer us opportunities, that's what we'll let students enroll in. So the more we get, the more opportunities there are for kids and the more variety of things that they can enroll in.
Thank you for joining us today on the Exeter Podcast.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mr. Barnes. I found it so helpful to find out what we're doing this term.
Yeah, I really love knowing what all of us are doing. But back to another one of our kids' chats with
Year Two.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna, and today we're doing our
Kids Chat!
Today I'm with Year Two, and I have Layla.
Hi.
Zoe.
Hi.
Molly.
Good day.
And Atticus.
Hi.
So, Layla, have you been doing any maths in class lately?
Yes.
What sort of math?
Numbers.
Yeah. Zoe, have you been reading any books maybe?
Yes.
What's it called?
100 Ponies and Horses.
Do you have a favourite type of pony?
Appaloosa.
Cool. Ooh. Molly, have you been doing any central assessment maybe?
Yeah, and the ones that we've doing is literacy ones, and the ones that was my favourite that we just did was numbers and algebra.
Yeah. Nice. Atticus, what's your favourite thing to do in the playground?
Play soccer.
Yeah. What sort of people do you like having on your team?
Luca, Matt, Logan, and I don't know the rest.
Nice. All right.
See you next time on
Kids Chat.
Thank you so much, Year Two. Love hearing what you younger kids are learning as well.
Now, here's yet another segment, including Mr. Mons. Geez, he's popular this time.
Popular guy.
With Pop Quiz with Mr. Barnes. Enjoy.
Hey, guys, and welcome back to this amazing segment. I'm Josephine, and with me I have Chloe.
Hi.
And Elvie.
Hello.
We also have a special guest, Mr. Barnes.
Ah, hey when girls. Did Mr. Barnes get here?
Just now.
He has been here the whole time. Did you not realise?
Of course I did.
Yeah, sure you did.
We need to get to the main topic.
Of course I remember the main topic. I just want to hear you guys say it.
Okay.
So,
if none of you guys are going to say it, then I will. We're doing a pop quiz with our principal, Mr. Barnes.
Ah, he's still here.
Yes, he is. Hey, Elvie. Hey, Jojo. Tell the listeners your Stitch voice. One, two, three.
Ohana means family.
Wait. Guys, we need to get to the main point. Mr. Barnes did not come down here for no reason.
Seriously, guys, he is stalking us. Naughty, naughty, Mr. Barnes. We trusted you.
He's not stalking us, Elvie. He's down here for a pop quiz that we were meant to start a few minutes ago. So let's start with doing some quick fire questions.
Right. Okay. The pop quiz. I'm ready.
What is your favourite thing to do on a rainy day at home?
Play my guitar or play my electronic drum kit.
Cool.
And very my nice. Daughter Daisy also enjoys hitting the drum kit. Yeah, we have lots of fun.
Aw. What's your favourite food?
Favourite food? Oh, I'm going to say a really nice pizza.
Yeah.
I agree.
Really thin crust, really nice toppings. Yeah, nice pizza. Yeah.
Which one? What is your favourite animal?
Dogs.
Dogs.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
No, cats.
No.
Dogs,
are you a cat
of course.
Person?
Cats are vicious.
Yes, I'm a cat person.
Okay.
Cats are not vicious.
So, yeah.
What's your favourite colour?
Green.
Oh, yeah.
Agree.
What is your favourite place to go on holiday?
Kira Beach in Queensland, just over the border near Coolangatta.
Oh, I was going to go to Queensland, but we didn't.
On the Gold Coast, it's a nice place.
We're going to New Zealand, but we have been to Queensland.
Yeah, it's a great place. Yeah, nice and warm weather, lots of beach time.
Yeah,
nice. Lots of relaxation.
So now let's get to the hard questions.
Wait.
My brain itches, but I can't scratch it. Oh, wait. Maybe I can. Oh, that's better. LV.
That's me.
Get to the main point.
Okay, fine.
5 years ago.
Stop.
Elvie, we need to start asking Mr. Barnes the hard questions.
Seriously, guys, he is still here.
If you had to save one person in life, who would you save?
If I had to save one person's life,
mm-hmm.
It would be my wife and my daughter. I don't know that I could choose. That's a good question.
What about your parents?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, you're making me feel guilty now for not saying them first. That's a really tricky one. My wife and daughter at the same time.
Oh, yeah. You save your wife. Your wife saves your daughter.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh,
yeah. And then your daughter saves your parents.
Perfect. Great solution. Love that.
What is your dream sport?
Dream sport.
Like as your in
favorite. What's my favourite sport?
Yeah.
Look, at the moment, I'm going to say cricket. I've been playing cricket for the last few years, filling in a social type comp, having a lot of fun.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Mr. Barnes, I'm still confused on why you're here, but I...
So am I.
I want to get to the main questions. So if you've got one thing for free, what would you get?
Yeah, if you had to get one thing for free.
Anything.
Anything in the world.
If I could get something for free and not pay for it.
Yeah.
It could be anything.
Oh, anything. Look, I'm going to go with a really sensible answer here. Good health.
Okay, that is very.
And you were thinking I was going to say like a car or something like that. Yeah, look, a really nice car.
A house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A house would be great too.
Unless you live in.
Okay. I have one. What's your dream job?
Dream job, school principal. And I'm in it. I'm living the dream.
Love being
the principal of this school and my previous school.
Oh my God.
Absolutely love it. Great job.
What is your favorite dog breed?
Look, I'm going to say golden retriever. I haven't had my own golden retriever, but my brother-in-law, he has a golden retriever at the moment with his young family.
I love golden retrievers. And they're so cute.
They're just a beautiful, gentle dog.
Yeah. Yellowy, kind of goldy.
For me, they're not naughty enough. I like one that matches my personality.
I have a weird one. What is your favourite plant?
Favourite plant?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually don't know. I don't think I have a favourite
plant. I was been waiting for this.
I like roses. Oh, yeah.
I was trying to think. At my house, I've got roses and different types of
roses
hedges.
Roses are beautiful.
I don't mind hedges, to be honest. I know it's not a particular plant, but.
I don't exactly like the spikes on the rose.
I
pinch this.
I like getting the spikes and putting them on my nose and pretending I'm a rhinoceros.
Good one.
Okay. What's your favorite class?
Ooh, I'm interested.
Favorite class in this school? Oh, I can't choose.
There's it's no 4-5. Way
no, choose. It's 5-6.
Girls, let Mr. Barnes get a word out. But Mr. Barnes, is it 5-6?
It could be.
Yay!
I can neither confirm or deny.
To be honest.
Could be year 5-6, could be 4-5. Could be 2-3, could be.
Between us is 5-6.
What is your favourite thing to do out of anything at all?
In the whole world.
Favourite thing to do, full stop, would be, I do enjoy sport. I like getting out on the sporting field, whether it's touch football or cricket or anything else. But I'm going to say my favourite thing to do is to make music.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty
cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
I can play the guitar.
I like playing with my pets.
Drums. Or just playing with some different instruments and recording. And, yeah, it's really therapeutic just being in the zone.
Oh, my goodness. Look at the time.
We really overdid this. Sorry, Mr. Barnes. We have to go.
Mr. Barnes is still here.
Thanks so much, guys.
He is here. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dance party. This will change up the way you go. Want you to know I'll be okay if you go.
That was so interesting, guys. Those are some really good questions, and it was very funny.
Definitely. But I had a great time at the Mossy Show, and I love to hear what other people's experiences were. So on to a Mossvale Show interview.
Chloe, and today I'm interviewing Chelsea and Zoe with Ariana and Paloma. Chelsea and Zoe went to the Mossvale Show on the weekend.
Hi, I'm Chelsea and this is my sister Zoe.
Hey.
And we went to the Mossvale Show.
Hi, I'm Paloma and I'm also interviewing Chelsea and Zoe. So Chelsea, what was your favourite thing about the Mossvale Show?
Probably completing the course with my pony Freddy and getting reserve champion with my chicken Minnie Mouse. But I sprained my back. It hurt.
Wow.
A lot.
Congratulations, except for the fact that you sprained your back.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Ariana and I'm also interviewing Chelsea and Zoe. Now, Zoe, can you tell us what your favourite thing about the Mossvale Show is?
Probably barrier racing, because for my horse, Chief, it was his first time doing it and we went well.
What is barrel racing?
Barrel racing is when you have three barrels and you go as fast as you can around the barrels.
Whoa, that sounds cool.
I went to the Mossvale Show. Did you, Paloma?
I did. It was so much fun.
It was, wasn't it? Sorry, but Miss Finn just called us to class. We had to go now.
That was so interesting. Good job, Chelsea, and all the awards that you won. Sorry about your back, though. But from someone who didn't go to the Mossy Show, it was so interesting to see what happened. I really wish I went. Can't wait to go next year.
Yeah, it's really good for all the other people from around the world to hear what the Mossy Show is actually about. But now we're going to take a trip down Animal Lane with Elvie's great guinea pigs and Evie's amazing Arctic foxes.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Elvie's Great Guinea Pigs and Evie's Amazing Arctic Foxes.
Hey, Evie.
Hi, Elvie. Do you know what we're talking about today?
Great guinea pigs.
Oh, geez, you didn't have to shout. And actually, we're talking about guinea pigs and Arctic foxes. And if you want, we can call them
Elvie's Great Guinea Pigs and Evie's Arctic Foxes.
Ah, you didn't have to say it that loud. But yes, we can.
Cue the music.
Did you know that Arctic foxes are really good nighttime predators and they can make over 40 different sounds? And Arctic foxes make the use of the Earth's magnetic field to hunt.
Wow, that sure is some interesting facts, Evie. Did you know that male guinea pigs are called boars and females are called sows, just like pigs?
Oh, wow.
And did you know that guinea pigs don't sweat? And did you know that guinea pigs... There are no more guinea pigs left in the wild, only their close relatives, the capybara, who were the most chill animals on the planet.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. That's actually very interesting. Now, do you know what it's time for?
What, Evie?
Imagine time.
Wow. Wait, what's that again?
Well, we've never really done this, so let me just tell you. Okay, so I tell you a setting and an animal and an object and a costume. Oh.
I don't think we've done that one before.
That's because it's new. It's a new segment called Imagine This.
Okay, carry on then.
Thank you. Oh, and listeners, you can imagine as well if you'd like. Okay, well.
Wait. I have to go somewhere.
Why? We're not even finished yet.
I'm just getting a whiteboard.
No, it's called Imagine for a reason. Imagine in your head, not the whiteboard.
But I'm playing with my guinea pig.
Ugh, and who's your guinea pig? Ah, sometimes you just drive me crazy.
Can't he just stay for the podcast?
No, he can't. And if he could talk, then maybe. But he can't, so no. Fine, but he has to stay in your lap and stop chewing our scripts.
Okay, I can live with that.
Sorry, he can participate from there. Anyway, back to the podcast. And imagining in your head.
Fine, but you will pay.
Okay, anyways. So now you have to imagine the setting, and the setting is a mystical forest, okay? And your animal is a guinea pig. Okay,
Your costume is a magical costume, and your final object is a wand.
I'm just gonna wait.
He has a wand and a top hat in a mystical forest.
Okay, well,
all right, we better get back to class now.
Yeah, we probably should.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening today. And I'm so...
Buttercup, my beautiful whiteboard pet.
Okay, bye.
Oh, Buttercup, you can have your own whiteboard pet.
Okay, LV, it's time to go now.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Evie and LV. That was so interesting learning about Arctic foxes and guinea pigs. They're so different, but so alike.
Definitely.
But quick reminder, on the 3rd of May, or the first Friday of next term, we're having a podcast birthday. Can you believe it?
No, we're turning one too.
Wow, it's so impressive. Thank you guys for following us, but make sure that you're following on Podbean because there'll be 2 lucky followers drawn out to get take-home podcasting sets. And for extra kids, make sure you dress up because we're going to have a really fun day. I think there's going to be a sausage sizzle, bake sale, and maybe even a surprise concert.
Well, sadly, that brings us to the end of episode 8 of
The Bell. See you next time.